Top Headlines.
Once again, Tom Brady out there today with gloves on both hands as the team gets ready for the visiting Jacksonville Jaguars AFC Championship game Sunday afternoon. Just announced Drew Bledsoe will serve as honorary captain for the game. Brad Stevens asked last night if, I'll let this reporter here phrase his own question after the loss to the 76ers.
Do you think you came back a little bit tired from London? Philly was in London with us. So if we did, then we are, then that's on us.
That's right. 89-80, the final there.
Gladly partake of your London trip.
Sunday, the Celtics will wrap up their homestand with a game against the Magic. Bruins with a win last night, thanks in large part to Patrice Bergeron. His hat trick was good enough to push him past Wayne Cashman for seventh on the Bruins' all-time goals list. How'd you do it there, champ?
I think every time we keep things simple early on and we get the breaks, then we can start making some creative plays. So I think when we're sharp and good on a forecheck and finding ways to to keep a simpler game early, then we're good.
Another game against the Canadiens Saturday night in Montreal. Headlines are brought to you by Parker Professional Driving School. Make a game-winning drive this playoff season with CDL training at Parker Professional Driving School in Avon. Visit ParkerCDL.com for more. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
98.5 The Sports Hub is Boston's home for sports. 98.5thesportshub.com is Boston's homepage for sports. Add it to your bookmarks and stay in the game. Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
In the Ferrari and Jaguar, switching four lanes, top down, screaming out money in the thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flash the rims with the window crack, holla back, money in the thing.
Jigger, I don't like it if it don't.
1 o'clock hour on this Friday on Zolak and Bertrand and RJ Bell from pregame.com on Twitter at RJ in Vegas.
Time to make money. Time to make money.
With us. Hi, RJ.
I got to say, I have a radio show. My music is not near as cool as you guys' bumper music.
That's why we're dope.
I mean, it's not even close.
Oh, boy.
I do have Drake. I do play Drake now and again.
Well, that's exciting.
But how many guys are working on your show, RJ?
Well, it's a national show, but probably less than you've got.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're lucky. We got, the five people in
here. Well, when you're one of the best stations in the country, what do you expect?
And just remove the one up.
Yeah, good point.
Wow. I've got to be a little diplomatic.
All right.
RJ, what has happened with this line with the news of the Brady hand/thumb injury?
Well, it's significant. So the line was in the 9-point range. It even was 9.5 earlier. And if you just glance, go to pregame.com, just glance at the free odds, you'd see 7.5. And you think, okay, yeah, 2-point move, but it really moved through some numbers that aren't very key, right? Not many games fall 9, not many games fall 8, so not much of a move. But let's go a little bit deeper. Pinnacle is probably one of the biggest sports books in the world. Let's say that. They are an offshore book. They take big bets. I mean, they literally will take a $1 million bet on the Super Bowl. So this is a big book. And they're known for getting the sharpest action, right? Usually the biggest books get the sharpest action because that's where the big bettors want to bet because they want to get all their money down. Right now, if you want to lay the 7.5, you get +105, where instead of the normal -110, you're +105. And if you actually want to take the 7.5, you got to lay 115. So it's about a 10-cent adjustment on the juice. And 7 is only worth the number. 7 is only worth 10 cents. So really, for all intents and purposes, the line right now is New England -7, even though it says 7.5.
Ooh.
So really, the fact it's moving into 7 is a sign that this is a real question. I don't think so much that he's going to play, but is he going to be limited?
Right, and what he is once he gets onto the field. That will that change before we get to kickoff on Sunday, or is that pretty much where it's going to stay?
I think the volatility on this line is higher than an average line because we're going to try to read the tea leaves to some degree. I heard you guys on the news break say, well, he was on the field, but he had two gloves. It's like every little move, you know, if he's drinking his coffee with his left hand, there might be a line move. So my sense is, now listen, if somehow Brady doesn't play, knock on wood for you guys, you know, they're less than a field goal favorite. I think they're still favored, but you're looking at a 1-2 point favorite at that point.
All right.
So obviously it'd be a drastic move if he doesn't play, but I think the news on how his hand's feeling will create some volatility.
When we get to this time of year, there's this assumption that you're dealing with the Final Four and you're dealing with the four best teams, so that should create, you know, tighter games or harder games to wager on. Is that true, or do the teams that are favored in these games on championship weekend typically fare well?
I think that's two separate questions. One is, I think the playoffs are easier to beat, and here's why. The way to beat the NFL is fading public bias. If the public thinks one thing, this is the one sport where the public's percentage of the overall betting handle is big enough that it overwhelms the sharps. I mean, think about college basketball, right? Boston College is in a Tuesday night game. 90-plus percent of that money is professional money betting that game. Thus, you've got to just know more than the other pros.
Yeah, just ask Henry Hill. I mean, he used to bet on BC all the time.
He really knew something, right? In the NFL, even though the pros bet more on that than anything else themselves, it's a smaller percentage of the overall handle. So I think if you fade the biases, you can beat the NFL. And in the NFL playoffs, there's even more public money, thus more bias. Now, that said, the favorites do better in the NFL playoffs, because in the regular season with favorites, there's a big question about motivation. Right. If I'm taking 12 points against the Patriots, let's say, it's not because I don't think the Patriots are 12 points better. It's I think Belichick is smart enough to say, well, let's run the ball here for up by 10. Let's slow the game down. All of those issues. You don't see that in the playoffs. You saw it last week against Tennessee, how it was pedal to the metal all the way to the end of the game. Thus, playoff teams' favorites tend to do better. In the conference finals specifically, going back to 1978, the favorite has covered 58% of the time.
CRJ, too, I think, you know, there's excitement now created for Jacksonville, too, because now it seems like, okay, the window's been open to where, we might be able to get in here. As opposed to if Brady was healthy, I would think, boy, they won their Super Bowl last week by beating Pittsburgh, who was talking smack. Same thing for, like, the Vikings. They were dead in the water. How much can they come back from, you know, the elation and the emotion of winning that game and going to Philly and really play a good game, like that spot?
I think it's very rare in the playoffs for teams to potentially be flat, but I think you've just touched on it. I think Jacksonville could be flat off of what I would say is the biggest win of the career of almost everyone on the field in Pittsburgh last week. Right? I'm not sure there's even an exception. So are they potentially flat? One other trend in this Jacksonville, and then we'll jump to the Vikings. This is the trend of the week. NFL playoff teams that score 40 or more points the next week are 5-25 against the spread. Makes sense, right? Everyone sees them dominate. Everyone loves points. The public bias bets that team. They get expensive, and they don't cover. 5-25 is a pretty big number. Good for you guys. I think the Vikings are another example. Whenever you have a win that the name of the game has miracle in the title, probably going to be a little bit of a not let down so much the next game, but maybe a little less energy, right? Keenum is on record as saying he didn't sleep much Sunday night. He didn't sleep much Monday night. Does that affect him come Sunday? You might say, oh, no big deal. But the difference between winning and losing in the NFL is smidges, 1% here, 1% there. I don't say this last thing to scare you guys, but it's true. Think about against Seattle and the Patriots in the Super Bowl. When they had the ball on the 2-yard line, they were what, 70% to win that game?
Sure.
All right. And obviously at a certain point in the Atlanta game, you guys were less than 10% to win the game, right? So you could make the case that if the favorites had won at that point, it'd be over a decade since you won a Super Bowl. Now we're talking about the greatest dynasty in the history of the sport. It's literally a coin flip. And then you could flip it and say you'd be 7-0 if it weren't for two amazing plays against the Giants. So NFL is all about inches, to quote Al Pacino. And I think Minnesota's win last week could hurt them by a matter of inches.
We're talking with RJ Bell of pregame.com. RJ, when we get to NBA playoff time, I know that we always take a look at who the officials are and what impact officiating may have on the game, and especially in basketball, very subjective, and certain guys have certain tendencies. When it comes to NFL playoffs and when it comes to the sharps that are wagering on games, do they ever factor in officiating into games? There's been some talk about Cleet Blakeman being the official in this weekend's Patriots game, and also the idea, as it's been suggested this week, that officials last week in the game against Tennessee helped the Patriots because the NFL now has a vested interest in getting the Patriots to the Super Bowl because the other three teams are not as attractive for TV ratings. Is that ever considered by the sharps?
So this Blakeman, what is the perception of him?
That he is not Patriot friendly.
Oh, see, now that surprises me because I thought you were asking about a conspiracy theory, which I am not a conspiracy theory guy, but I actually think it's a valid point this week. And let me pose it to you guys at the best station in the country. Is there an NFL game in the last 10 years that the winner or loser is going to have a higher impact on the bottom line of the NFL than the Patriots winning or losing this game?
My point, I can't recall one because this is a pretty unique situation right now.
If it's Jacksonville versus either of these NFC teams, worst Super Bowl for the casual fan in a long time, and the worst year to have a worst Super Bowl because down 9% this year, down what, almost 20% over 2 years, the sports media narrative is NFL is trending down. Maybe it's political. Maybe it's concussions, whatever it is. And then imagine if the Super Bowl has 12 million less viewers. I mean, would Jacksonville, now there's debate on this, but would Jacksonville and Minnesota have 12 million less viewers?
Probably.
Yeah, and I think so. I think Jacksonville's a huge hit to the league.
League is ruling is rooting for Philly, New England.
I think they'll do okay with Philly or Minnesota because there's a decent storyline on both. I mean, you've got a good market.
I think the home field's a good storyline.
Yeah, home field's a good storyline, and they haven't been there in a long time, and you've got the Philly angle where that's a great sports market and a big sports market and a big following. I just think Jacksonville's the worst in the bunch. They don't want Jacksonville in the Super Bowl.
And it's, if it was Jacksonville against New England, you know, somehow in the NFC, that'd be fine, right? But not having one marquee team with a backup quarterback, if it is Philadelphia, I mean, come on. To me, I'm not saying the league's going to do anything nefarious, but if anything, the way leagues tend to affect results, and Stern was famous for this, is what kind of official helps the team you want to win. And to me, what I would guess is you'd want officials that are quick to throw flags in the defensive backfield because Jacksonville is a very physical defensive team. And I'd be surprised if that or I wouldn't be surprised if you had a lot of flags that benefited the Patriots.
All right, RJ, appreciate your time as always, bud. We'll talk to you before the Super Bowl.
Thank you.
See you, RJ.
RJ Bell, pregame.com on Twitter, at RJ in Vegas. CBS Sports Minute brought to you by the American Red Cross. John Feinstein says at least the world of golf still has Rory McIlroy to root for.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Bertrand, you guys do a great job talking sports in the middle of the day.
That's what we try to do here on a sports station in the midday.
It's true.
98.5, the sports app.
Kicking in the front seat, sitting in the back seat. Gotta make my mind up. Which seat can I take?
Today's Friday.
Friday, gotta get down on
Friday.
Friday.
Getting ready for Jacksonville.
Partying.
Fun. I thought today was Thursday. This is a jam.
Sure is.
People say a lot of, there's not a lot of information that comes out of those press conferences.
Yeah, a lot there.
It's Friday.
How about that? They knew what day it was.
Getting ready for that? Jacksonville. I'm watching more footage.
Straight facts.
More videos. Tom Brady with a fist. Able to make a fist today.
What's the quality? What's the quality of that fist? Is it a tight fist or is it a?
It's
pretty tight.
It looks
not a lot of air in there.
Looks less restrictive than yesterday.
Same as yesterday, though, with the no stretching of the right leg. Does not stretch the right leg. Only does the left leg.
That was funny. I noticed that when it happened yesterday. I said, you know, I've seen him half-ass stretches before where you kind of just bend down and it's like, I'm going to do the right, not the left. And next time we'll do the left, not the right. But maybe there's something there. Doesn't want to catch that right foot with that right hand.
Want to talk to the people, Phil?
Yeah.
Phil Perry's
Love
with
the people.
Us here on Zolak and Bertrand. Lee is in Quincy. Lee.
Hey, how are you guys?
What's up, Lee?
Well.
Mark, I'm so happy that you're okay.
Thank you, Lee.
Hear you back on the radio.
Appreciate it.
No problem. I'm sorry, I don't have a question for Phil. I just wanted to let Zoe know that I appreciate his lack of stress today because you're kind of my stress meter.
That's what I'm here for.
And I'm not getting that level of comfort here at home. Everyone's freaking out here at the house. So,
well, you got the crazy doc over there running around. You didn't even see the guy, but yet he's drawing pictures.
And he's calling every hand surgeon he can.
Ulnar ligament popping. I don't even see that.
What are his sources telling you, Lee? Again, Lee's husband is a surgeon, right? Orthopedic.
Quack.
Yeah.
And he's been checking in with his people.
Yes, he has. He hasn't really shared a lot of that with me, although he seems very stressed out.
Great.
He's like, this is not good. He's like, you know this isn't good. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm glad to see Zoe feels a little better about that, the position.
So Zoe is the stress meter and not the doctor husband who might know some things.
The doctor husband who wrote a full story and write-up on this. He's got drawings, you look at this drawing of the thumb, like the snapped thumb, and it's just a drawing. It's not like a picture. It's just, I don't know.
So it makes you queasy?
I feel as though Zoe has to be my meter of stress because, like I said, if I listen too much here at home, I'm gonna lose my mind before Sunday. So.
All right, Lee.
Okay.
Appreciate any words of wisdom, Zoe?
Pardon me?
Any words of wisdom for Chris, having played it? Wrap it up. What?
For Chris? Your husband,
Chris.
Yeah.
What do you want to wrap up?
Any words of wisdom for him to calm him down.
Whatever he thinks. I don't know. Like pop a couple Valium.
You're asking Zoe to be the doctor. Chris is the guy that knows something. Chris writes, the first question you have to ask is this. What kind of injury could Brady have actually sustained?
Excellent question.
To his hand or thumb by someone running into him.
Right.
The official word was that he had a jammed hand, which is basically Patriots speak for, he injured his hand and we're not telling you
that
anything.
That means he broke it.
He says, when I think of what kind of injury he could have sustained by someone running into his hand or possibly during an attempted handoff, I think a sprain or a tear of the ulnar collateral ligament, the UCL of the thumb. He says, the ligament is at the base of the thumb and inside the thumb toward the hand, commonly injured in sports. Baseball's Mike Trout missed 2 months with a torn UCL this year.
Baseball woman.
Dustin Pedroia tore his in the first week of the season, but managed to play the entire year before having it fixed surgically after the season. Dustin Pedroia has Scott Zolak blocked on Twitter. Oh, I just added that in. That wasn't in the story. Oh. The ligament can be injured with a fall directly out of the thumb or by an injury where the thumb is jammed. He says, so what does it mean moving forward? Injuries to the UCL range in severity from a sprain of the ligament to a full tear, which would cause pain and weakness and instability in a grasping motion. A grasping motion such as gripping a football. Chris, the orthopedic surgeon, writes, I'm freaking out. If Brady does indeed have a UCL injury, he could likely play through it, at least in the short term with a brace and a boatload of anti-inflammatories. The question would be,
those mess your stomach up.
How effective he would be for the rest of the playoffs if he has a great deal of pain or instability and it could affect his throwing to a significant degree. If it's more minor, he could very well be near or at full strength and with full accuracy. Here's for hoping for the latter and not the former, but until we actually see him throwing the ball on Sunday, I'll be over here in the corner freaking out. That's from an orthopedic.
There you go. That's encouraging.
Right.
Can we go line six?
I'm sorry. What's on line six?
Who do we got?
That's been blinking. The longest order of hold?
No, it's not, but I'll go to line six. You just tricked me, Zoe. Jungle O's in Brockton. You want to do a live Jags rap?
Yeah. I mean, it's recorded, but I want to do it.
Right, it's recorded.
Wait a minute. It's either live or recorded.
Are you going to do it live, or are you going to play something for us?
All right, listen. This is how it goes. When I go into a studio, 25% of the time, I nail it the first time.
Oh.
Sometimes it doesn't work out that way, and it takes two or three times. So I don't want to take a chance.
So you got a 1 in 4 chance of getting it right, is what you're saying?
25% of the time, he nails it all the time.
Okay, so you want to do it live, though?
Okay,
all right. Do you need a minute to collect yourself, or are you ready to go?
Or press play.
I'm ready to go. Let's do this.
All right, buddy, the floor is yours.
Showing up fire, really doesn't matter. Gronk's in the game, I
We can't do this, right?
Not the flamer. Pussy
better.
Cat likes a tuna fish. Bortles on his back, and he's feeling that squish. Knock him down, knock him down to the ground. He's teasing him like a fish. Bortles, he's a wishing. He never came to the game. He's going out fishing.
Zoe hit eject. That wasn't me. You saw that. Thank you. Thank you for putting me outside of
you know, room. It hurts my ears.
It hurts.
That was recorded in a studio?
I don't know, but it's the piercing. I don't know if it's potted up too high.
Now, maybe this is unfair.
The lyrics are better?
Like, the bathroom stall at the local gas station doesn't count as a studio.
What's the
okay,
studio?
So maybe this is unfair, but Danny from Medford called earlier.
Yeah. Yes.
And I thought, well, that's pretty good. I wonder what it would sound like with some beats underneath
And
it.
He was great.
All right, it looks like the next victim's Jacksonville. Another bye week, baby, just relax and chill. I grab my Saxonville while the backs will fill the gap, push back the line, attack with skill. My heart pumps Patriots pride, it's A or got a college QB in the skies and Blake Bortles. Could wish him luck, but I know he'll lose this game the same way he lost Lindsey Duke. That's the truth, it's been said, yes, it's spoken. And I'm pretty sure Leonard Fournette's leg is broken. Time to take the trophy out back and edit it. Cross out Lombardi, replace it with Belichick. All the Jags fans must be missing something. They like Kirk's wife. I swear they're kissing cousins. Pass the ring six, we go back to the jungle. Haters butt hurt like Sanchez after the fumble. Trophy case cleaners got a shelf to sweep. Jack fans are like Ryan, they can smell defeat. Their hopes will be laid to rest in a dark coffin. Carried away by the ghost of Tom Coughlin. Eagles get big, then they start to swell. Will somebody please call Mark Brunell and tell him to save Blake the embarrassment of getting bench press sacked by Harrison. Let's see how your D does when the passing is great. Tell Dante Fowler to toss that in the lake. Back in debate, but it's a matter of time before we cue the duck boats back to back at the Hines. Some people love to ignore what the facts are telling them. Shout out to Stephen A. Smith and Kellerman. I could go on for hours, but that's enough, though. I'll use my last line to say, yo, what up, Zoe?
What up, Zoe?
What up, Zoe? What up?
What up, Zoe?
Wow. We'll take that any day of the
week.
Any day of the week.
That's fire. I feel bad for Juggalo.
Mike is in New Hampshire. He's got something for Phil Perry.
All right.
He's called specifically to talk to Phil.
Yes, Phil.
Yes.
Last night I was listening to Barstool Radio. And,
okay.
El Prez was there. El Prez was on. And one of your former colleagues over at NBC was, like, texting you back and forth about the Brady hand injury. And Prez is just like, wow, this is nothing. This is a nothing story. And
the he Prez,
calls
yeah.
by name that Phil Perry is, you know, a hack or whatever. You know, some was worry word or something. I don't know. Did you get any?
I did hear that. I did hear that. No, not a lot of blowback. And I understand Portnoy's concerns. And maybe the fact that he would like to sweep this under the rug.
Who is it?
This is Barstool Radio. I'm not sure. I think that might just be the name of the show. Liz Gonzalez is on the show.
Okay. She's a
former football fixer.
Yep. And I used
wasn't
to
good
yes,
when sir. It was on the fix.
So she was texting me about.
I mean, call like I see it. Right?
Some of the updates on Brady.
You want to get Prez on? Should we get Prez on to talk to Phil?
And I guess she just read my text to Portnoy, and
he didn't like it.
But I don't think I said anything groundbreaking on there. It's all I've been saying on TV and writing about all week.
It sounds like he wasn't legitimately calling you out. It was Jesus.
Yeah. I think
I don't
it's
want
no.
To hear that.
No.
Typical Portnoy. Yeah,
no.
Sweeping on a rock. Yeah. Brady's great.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Which is fine. I understand
Radio
fans.
Wars.
There's a huge, huge percentage of fans that have been saying that all week. It's not going to matter. He's going to be out there. Let's. Why are we even talking about it?
Have you seen the Beatle Twitter poll today?
Which is fine.
Beatle Twitter
no, I
poll
didn't.
Indicates with 5,231 votes.
Jesus.
16% extremely concerned. 24% concerned. 34% mildly concerned and 26% not concerned at all.
That still is a big number. 26% not at all concerned is a big number to me.
Yeah, but what does that tell you?
He just missed a practice.
He missed two.
He had to leave a practice or he had
and you don't know
limited
he
practice
today.
And then he didn't practice.
74% of fans have some level of concern over this.
Okay, that's
a
good way of putting it.
Three out of four fans acknowledge this could impact the game.
Yeah, it's definitely a thumb for me. I'm watching him again, and you know, he's stretching, he's doing a run.
It's too many choices.
He's playing with the gloves, you know.
So
but
I actually Googled
he's doing
like
all four fingers. He's not adjusting the thumb
be?
At all.
Like when they do like research. And
I was
going
to say, it feels like one of those customer
groups?
Service. Are you?
That's what they do.
Are you not at all likely to recommend this business
those
to a friend?
Are
a little likely,
use.
Somewhat likely,
never likely,
likely,
right.
I'm more than average likely, very likely, really, really likely, so totally likely. It's give me one or yes or no. You concerned or not?
You want to do a new one? Yes or no?
You concerned or not?
Okay. I can do that.
Let's cook that up. Let's cook that up during the break.
I'll set that up.
We have no huddle
right now. No huddle. What?
What's no huddle?
I think we did that like 5 years ago.
Zoe's lost today. Zoe is completely lost. Hardy has our headlines. It's 12:30, Zoe.
Sports Hub headlines.
Okay, Tom Brady made a fist at practice today. Is there anything else to report? I mean, Phil Perry, you're on the beat. I mean, is that the lead? Is that the beginning, middle, and end of the update? Tom Brady made a fist while wearing a red glove on his throwing hand at Patriot practice today.
That's about right, yeah.
Patriots, all right, there we go. Take on Jacksonville Sunday, AFC Championship game at Gillette Stadium. 3 goals for Patrice Bergeron last night. The hat trick en route to a 5-2 win over the Islanders at Barclays Center. Tomorrow night, another game against the Canadiens in Montreal. Celtics were without Kyrie Irving last night due to a sore shoulder. They ended up losing to the 76ers 89-80. Sunday, they wrap up the homestand with a game against the Orlando Magic. Headlines are brought to you by Advanced Body Sculpting of New England. Get your mojo back with Gaines Wave treatment paired with testosterone replacement therapy. Set up a free consultation at MassachusettsCosmetic.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Hey, sports fans. Time for the weird,
Zolak,
the wild, Bertrand, and the unexpected.
How's his butt look? Tight. It looks good.
Good.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
White, Gronkowski right, and then James White shifts into the backfield off the right hip of Brady. Puts his left foot forward in the red shoes, takes the snap, looks right, lobs it for Gronk. He reaches up, he brings it down, touchdown Patriots! Gronkowski had Byard on his back, and with his score, the Pats now lead it by a 34-7 count.
He's an unstoppable rebel force. He's a freaking cyborg. 34-51. Three touchdowns, 338. Your 40-year-old Pharrell quarterback is finding a way, defeated to the big boy, and you cannot stop Rob Gronkowski right now.
Well, the
good
Rebel
luck,
Force,
Jacksonville. Good luck, Pittsburgh.
The Rebel Force just got a pass from the Jedi Knight with a Yoda on the sideline.
Unstoppable Rebel Force, Scott Zolak.
Jedi Knight. Talked to him last night.
Yeah?
Yeah, the little guy. He's all fired up. Said he was actually very happy to be poked and prodded yesterday about the warm bath.
How he
says the word hond.
Bath.
Because you're feeling better and that
we
means you're
back. We exchanged voicemails last night.
That's nice.
I did not catch up with him, but a bath.
Both. He says bathroom?
Well, no. We just...
The Rams.
This is all extrapolated.
The L.A. Rams.
Because one time Rams. He said Rams.
The Rams.
He said a little more Rams than Rams,
Rams.
And we even exaggerate that.
Hit him in the hand.
But since then, we now just basically make up things that he... Oh.
Yeah.
How does Saucy would say it.
We embellish it.
Hans.
How does Bob say Amendola? Does he go Amendola?
Amendola.
Amendola. Okay.
Yeah. But
somebody was cracking on me on Twitter last night because I say field. Yeah, it's field. Not field.
Filled.
Filled.
You say filled.
Filled.
Like
you say
out there in the field. Yeah. He says like you filled up a bucket.
Yeah. They're like, you. They said, Bob says Rado, and you say filled.
He does say radio quickly.
Radio.
He says
radio.
It really fast.
And it sounds like Rado. Radio.
No, I don't think it sounds like radio. Right? We're like, you said it.
No, thanks
said
for listening, though.
You said it really fast.
Hey, if you're noticing that stuff, you are an
that means
intent.
That means you listen every week.
You're hanging on every syllable. Yes, thank you. And we appreciate that.
Bath.
We'll be there.
I'm taking a bath.
Pre-game starts what? 10? I mean, no, 10. 12.
Yeah, we're going to do a five-hour one on Sunday.
Pre-game starts at 12 p.m. Sunday. Bertrand of Gasper will take you right up to
And
kick.
Hardy will be there in person starting at 1 p.m.
Hardy's going to be there before you.
Starting at 1.
Hardy, Sarge,
Dude, they're leaving
Jay
at like
Stu.
8. Sarge want to leave at like 8:30. You have a ETA on the
Hardy, are you getting
on the ride
up?
Pickup?
Are you getting picked up? Or are you doing the driving?
I thought I had made it pretty clear that I don't want to talk about this even with the person who wanted to talk about it yesterday.
I talked to two members of this traveling party
It's pretty much a guarantee. Hardy has to get picked up to make sure he's going to be there early.
Beautiful.
So they're making sure
Hardy not showing up.
There's no option of, hey, we'll meet you at the McDonald's at, say, 2:45. That's not going to happen. Just tell Marcy. You'll leave Saturday. See her on Monday.
I want to go to the game. I want to go with this crew.
Because if they win,
do we have
party
to...
just starts. You're not
here
going home anytime soon.
This is where Hardy loses it.
No, I'm not going to lose it.
We've already lost it on Zone today. You guys already fought.
No, we didn't.
We're fine. I didn't fight. But, yes, I was physically challenging Scott Zola. Like, that was legit.
Yeah, no, that happened. Yeah, I'm just saying. We're fine.
Yes.
You're asking him which day he wants to get his ass kicked.
Well, there's in the moment.
Gee,
all right.
Let me flip through my Rolodex. Hold on. Let me check the dates on my phone.
Do we have to do it all GD day? I mean, does it have to be?
We have mentioned this twice.
No. I'm talking about going to the game.
Oh, no.
That is my only question.
Do you understand the animal?
There's one person. There's one person that I'm going to have to, have this conversation with.
Sarge.
Yeah.
Sarge.
Right.
You understand you're going with people that went to WrestleMania that actually plan to drive to an airport, get on a plane, land, walk around all day, attend the event, then walk around the entire night until the plane left the first time the next morning because there was no hotel.
Miami? Were they in Miami?
Yes, Miami. They walked around for 24 hours.
I had the feeling that Sarge wants to get there super early and do like a lap through the tailgating sections of the parking lot. Do the wave, take the photos, a lot of salutes.
Yeah. You understand?
Probably wants to go to the booth during the game. You know what I want to do? I want to go to the game.
6:37?
I'm very happy about you getting us, hooking us up there at the place there.
CBS Beetle. Scene. Yeah, well, that's where we'll be.
Here we go. Now
Jimmy,
you're getting stared at.
Jimmy, come on in.
Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy.
Am I right in my assessment that part of this day for Sarge is probably like touring the grounds, the campus at Gillette Stadium and Patriot Place to meet the people and to be with the people? Is that part of the process for him?
Oh, yeah. He has to be seen everywhere, take pictures with everybody.
Right! Sure, that's the other thing I don't want to do.
Make sure that everybody in the world knows that Mike Riley is in the building.
A lot of salutes.
Does he know about the potential audible that if they win, say, at 6:30, then I'm turned loose about an hour later than that after, and then it really starts. Like, that's when you kick it up to the next level.
Oh, where are we partying?
Probably Splitsville.
Oh, you're never going to get out of there, Hardy.
In.
Splitsville.
Totally
do you like the bowl?
You know what you should do, Hardy?
Oh, yeah. Big
bowl. Get on the commuter rail home.
Mr. Wong, does he like the bowl?
We can find out.
You know what? They got...
About big balls.
Okay. Because, see, that's another 3 hours. And I think Max Lane's... He may even stay over my house, if they win. He's talking about sleeping in my floor in the basement.
Drinking and bowling with Zolak? In.
High-fiving people. God, the new hat. Conference hat.
Take my shirt off.
It's not the time commitment. It's the constant documenting of each and every moment on social media. I can't take it.
Well, how are you going to save it for posterity if you don't take the pictures?
What? Can we just go? Can we just go to the game? I know you can.
That sounds like he really wants to go.
I know Andy can. Yeah. Can Sarge?
No.
Can Sarge just go to the game?
Nope.
Oh my God.
It's all about him.
This segment of Zolak and Bertrand is brought to you by Stop and Shop, official supermarket of the New England Patriots. Pick up all your Patriots playoff essentials for Sunday's game against Jacksonville today at Stop and Shop. Details at stopandshop.com. More with Phil Perry coming up next.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Are they aliens?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Fantastic chemistry.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sort of a range of injuries as this could be. It could be anything from a simple bruise with maybe a tiny cut all the way to a significant dislocation of one of his joints.
Whatever it is.
It's a hell of a lot closer to the latter than the former. I can just tell you that.
Well, it's serious enough. It's serious enough to keep him out of practice on a Thursday before the AFC Championship.
Yeah, but I mean, I think practically speaking, as we try and plow forward and give people as much information as we can get, there's not a wide range now. If he's not playing on Thursday, and, from what I've heard is it's a ligament issue. So it's not a jam bone. It's not a bruise.
Hello.
I know we're a minute deep, Jim. I know. I was just sitting
back and enjoying it. Thank you.
I'm just enjoying it.
Oh, I got it. I got it. Oh, you're tired of talking about this game, huh?
Can't wait until UT comes back in June.
God.
Turn it up, Jim!
Sunday. Oh, oh there it goes.
He rejected me.
Bye.
So that was was Tom E. Curran last night on...
Sure was. Boston Sports Tonight.
BST. That's
it was. BST. Yep.
Monday through Friday, 9 through 12.
Why do you people there at that place...
Abbreviations? You don't like the abbreviations?
Elongate everything. Just BST it, man.
No, that's, that's pretty much what they say, I think.
No, but you do like the NBC Universal Boston North by by the mall, Burlington.
NBC Sports Boston.
Formerly known as Comcast Sports.
It's not that long.
That rolls off the tongue so much. Comcast Sports Net. Comcast
Sports. CSN. NBC Sports Boston.
CSNN.
So that, so Tom kind of slid that in there about, you heard about the ligament.
Ligament damage, so, potentially.
Well,
so,
Zoe, if you're talking an exterior,
if you're talking ligaments,
well, I mean,
on the right hand, and you're, and it's maybe affecting pressure that you could put on the football, What's that do? What's that do to a quarterback?
Well, I caution because people freak out when they hear ligament. They're like, oh. Postseason ending surgery. Okay, so you put your finger, your knuckle down on the counter here, and I whack it, and I stow your knuckle. That's actually a ligament. That's when you have swelling and you have a sprain, or I sprain your digit on your pinky, or I strain the thumb, or I bend it back. That is a sprained thumb because you're spraining and straining the ligament.
It's probably different degrees to that, though, right?
But then, like, to what Chris Geary, our doctor, who diagrammed it very well as to what the potential injuries
our
can
be. Our doctor. Now that, he's our doctor.
Well, I mean, he's a little connected to the show.
Lee and Quincy's husband.
And I am the, you know, stress meter for her. So that ulnar ligament on the interior, if that one pops or tears, then you have, you know, you have no pull of the thumb. You can't squeeze.
I always thought the index finger was the most important finger when you're throwing a football. Because that's sort of the last one that touches it, Hardy, right? Isn't that the last one that touches it?
How about this? You could cut these two fingers off and I could throw a football with three
fingers.
Thumb, index, and middle.
You could throw one without your index finger.
Yeah, it's not going to spin real good.
Okay, but you could do the thumb. Come on, Phil. It's what separates us from the
That's
animals.
A good point. It's a good point.
Thumbs.
I was talking to somebody about
and cutlery.
This. Think about it.
I never thought of it that way.
Ability to control our sexual urges. Cutlery.
Like how would an animal throw a football?
Do you know why the monkey?
And then think about it as a human.
Like no Jungle Over reference here whatsoever. But do you know why the monkey is so close to the human?
Opposable thumbs.
It's the thumbs. The thumbs.
Yeah. Sure. I get it. Here's a question: could a monkey hit James Devlin in the flat against the Jacksonville Jaguars? Because I think that's gonna be big. We're talking animals, right?
How big's the monkey?
How big is it? The monkey that rides the dog in Denver at the halftime?
Nope. I would go with the monkey that you see down at Monkey Jungle in Miami.
All right,
and Mikey Adams told this story about the monkey that throws poo. I would want the monkey that throws poo.
Great arms. Great arms.
You want the monkey that throws poo because it had the natural throwing motion.
Shut his microphone off. He's already trying to derail this show.
That's my fault.
James Devlin's going to be a big part of the game plan?
Yeah, I think so. I think he will be. Yeah. I think you're going to see a lot of two-back sets this week. I think you could see a lot of two tight end sets this week. If you look at the numbers.
Pony? We're going to see Pony?
Guy by the name of Warren Sharp.
Dog and Pony Show.
Runs his own analytics website. I know we're getting deep here.
No, I want to hear this.
Warren Sharp did a tremendous job breaking down the Jaguars defense's success rate, 11 personnel versus 21 or 12. So once 11
you
personnel,
get
you got,
3%
you got,
thing.
You got three, you get three receivers on the field, right? 11 personnel. They are phenomenal against 11 personnel because they have their sub-package in. Dante Fowler comes in to rush the passer. You bump Calais Campbell inside. They take Paul Posluszny off the field, and they bring a DB on. They are the best defense in the world when they do that. When you have your base defense out there, and Campbell's on the edge, and Posluszny's on the field at the second level and may have to cover a running back, that's where they can be beaten. And so how do you keep their base personnel on the field? Well, you use your regular personnel. Yeah. You put Dwayne Allen out there. You put James Devlin out there. And you go heavy. And then you throw. And the Patriots are as good, if not better, than any team in the league throwing out of those formations.
Where do you put the monkey?
Maybe a quarterback, depending on Brady's
grip
strength.
Though, but I think the Devlin part of this, you know, if they're a big physical front and the backers run and you've got Jack and you've got Puznuzzle, which Gil called him Puznuzzle when we did the game in Buffalo. It's Posluszny. You want that helmet on a helmet. You want that guy on the edge. And if you're going to establish run, It's Gronkowski, securing the edge because you think you're going to be short at right tackle. Waddle didn't play. It's going to be probably Fleming and Gronk combo there.
Right.
Allen's in the game for only blocking purposes. They're not throwing a ball to him. I would throw the ball to Devlin. Look how they beat Pittsburgh. What play did they beat Pittsburgh on? They hit him with dive right, fake dive right, snuck the fullback right through. It's the ignorance of people not watching the fullback. Devlin could be a big part of this game.
Don't even
muddy it up. Keep it close.
You go back even a little bit further, and Devlin's not the same kind of athlete. And I'm not saying James Devlin's going to be a huge part of the passing game, but two back sets. That's what I would say. Maybe pony formation, Beetle. You get your Burkhead and your Lewis on the field at the same time.
Another guy. See?
That's something to watch for.
So, again, when there's one or two wide receivers on the field,
yes,
the Jaguars' defense ranks 28th in the league in yards per attempt at 9.6. They dropped to 18th in passer rating, versus with three or more being second in the league or being first at success rate in defending. Their rating drops way down the fewer receivers and the more you use the backs and the tight ends.
Two receivers on the field, they allow about a 100 quarterback rating, which is way higher than three receivers on the field. So this is not going to be like a big Hogan, Amendola, Cooks all on the field at the same time kind of game.
Sunday, honorary captain for Sunday has been announced by the New England Patriots.
It's got to be Brewski, right?
Wrong.
Oh.
Matt Light?
Wrong. New England Patriots Hall of Famer Drew Bledsoe will serve as the team's honorary captain for the AFC Championship game this Sunday.
You're never going home.
Against the Jacksonville Jaguars, Bledsoe guided the Patriots to a berth in Super Bowl 31 in 1996. With a 20-6 victory over the Jaguars on January 12th, 1997. That is the first time the Patriots ever hosted the AFC Championship game. And if you are of a certain age, like Phil and I, you remember that as the game that the lights went out.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen Zoe this happy. Fired up.
It's good.
Hi, Drew.
Yeah, will Drew be stopping by the pregame or
he
the postgame?
So he
that,
might.
So that in
might get him on the line.
In person, you can say to him.
Hi, Drew.
Don't you worry. I've said that many times.
I hope Bon Jovi's in.
In person on the air?
Yeah, we had him on.
Over the phone?
Yeah, and in person, face-to-face.
All right.
Yeah, he's been studio.
I think Brewski's undefeated as an honorary captain. So that's a little bit of a shocker to me. But hey.
Bledsoe's the guy.
Yeah, Bledsoe's the guy.
That makes me feel good.
Give him a few snaps.
That's encouraging.
Feel better.
That's encouraging.
It's trending.
That makes me feel good.
Trending
positive
well.
News. There you go.
Right. Things are looking up for Sunday.
Just don't play Everclear.
And if Brady gets hurt,
everything's good.
I'd put Brady, I'd put Bledsoe in before I go to Hoyer. Just saying.
Father of mine.
Nope.
Do it.
No, that's not even the song. It's Santa Monica. Yeah,
I warned him too. I said, "Don't whatever you do, don't play."
Okay,
see you, Phil.
Hey, thanks, guys. Football fix at 6. Beetle won't be there.
Not going to take part this week.
Who's subbing
it? I don't know.
TBD.
Will.
TBD. Still be a great show.
I love him.
Yeah. 6 p.m. tonight. Yes, that means time to get to RJ Bell. That is the bell that is ringing for us. Headlines, and then we talk to RJ about what this Brady injury means for the line on the game.